escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Jason Longshore, Madison Cruz here with you tonight. We've talked Atlanta United. We're watching the end of a chaotic match in the Copa Libertadores with former Atlanta United center back Alan Franco involved with Sao Paulo. Atletico Nacional's missed two penalties. They can't find a goal. It looks like the first leg's going to finish scoreless in the round of 16. We'll get you caught up on all of Copa Libertadores in the 3-4-3. But right now we're going to talk about the Premier League kickoff coming up this Friday. The champions Liverpool will play Bournemouth in the opener Friday afternoon, our time, Friday night football over in England. Full slate of games on Saturday and Sunday. Tons of stuff to get into. We'll give you a little bit of a primer for you. If you're talking to your friends and you want to sound smart in the group chat, we're going to help you out here with what we're expecting a little bit from the Premier League this season. Liverpool are your defending champions. They have spent very, very big in the summer on top of winning the league last year by quite a bit. They've added one of the best players from the Bundesliga in Florian Wirtz. They've added a great striker in Hugo Ekitike. They've added Kirkish to strengthen their back line. They've added Jeremy Frimpong. They've spent a ton of money. They were already the best team in England last season, and now they've spent money to be even better. Anything can happen, and we know how this goes. We've watched this play out with Atlanta United this season. But, I mean, Maddie, I don't think you can say that anybody else is the favorite to win the Premier League after what they did last year and the fact that they should be better on paper this year.
I think this Premier League season, I think, could end up, and this is, I don't know if this is a hot take or not, just from like seeing everything, this season could be one of the most competitive seasons in the Premier League I think we've ever seen. Because of the different clubs and because of everything else. I mean, you have Liverpool, the defending champions, you have Arsenal runner up as well, but like Chelsea too being Club World Cup champions. You have Manchester City trying to claw their way back, especially being knocked out of the Club World Cup in the way, not having the best season last year. You have a lot of clubs who are fighting for things. You know, you have so many new faces. Sunderland's coming into the matchup too, which as a Newcastle fan, listen, I'm not looking forward to that matchup because, listen, especially with the way things have been going right now, I don't want to talk about it. We're not going to talk about any of that later.
Okay,
but
we're going to come back to Newcastle. Let's go backwards forwards then, because you mentioned Sunderland. The three teams that are up new this year, Sunderland, Leeds, and Burnley. And I want to share this with people out there who are hung up on promotion relegation. And there's talk about, you know, with MLS has to do promotion relegation. It's a must. Well, what you have right now in England is not necessarily a good situation. Past two seasons, the three teams that have come up went straight back down the next year. Burnley, Leeds, and Sunderland are going to try to do that, then try to stay up this year. it's getting worse and worse for the teams that are coming up, which means the gap is getting bigger and bigger. When they started doing the three up, three down, and they started playing 38 games, the three promoted sides since 1996, 1997, the three promoted sides have averaged 113 points between them in their first year in the Premier League. Last season, the three clubs that got promoted, they made 59 points. Like, it's horrendous. The gap between the 17 teams that are in the Premier League and sticking and the yo-yo teams that are going up and down is huge. And it's not getting any closer. I don't think any of the three stay up this year. I don't think they do. I think Newcastle will have some fun playing Sunderland and probably whooping up on them, hopefully. But it's not a good thing that you're getting this huge gap. And then you start to look at the rest of the league. I'm with you in the sense that I think it will be a really competitive season among that top four.
Yeah.
And I think Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester City, all very strong. They're all going to be playing in the Champions League. They're all contenders. I think Liverpool's the favorite, but the other three, if any of them won it, I wouldn't be shocked. But I feel like from those four, then there's a gap back to another group. Then there's probably a split between 5 through 17. Like, there's a split somewhere in there, maybe a couple minor splits. Mm-hmm. But that group it could go any which way. I think it's going to be really competitive in that top four as to who wins. I think it's going to be competitive for the Europa League and the Conference League spots. But I feel like you're seeing these gaps start to develop in the Premier League that over time, as we're seeing at the bottom, I think it's really scary. I don't think it's good for competitive balance and the league being as entertaining as it generally mm-hmm. has been as of late.
Yeah, you're seeing, I think, more of like a, oh, okay, you expect a matchup between, you know, Man City, Newcastle, you know, Aston Villa, I'd put them there too, Liverpool, Arsenal. You always know that those games are going to be competitive. Then you get to the ones where it is, you know, Leeds, where it is Sunderland, and you know it's like, oh, okay, well, that's going to be easy 3 points. You shouldn't be saying yeah. that. I think when you make it to the Premier League, it's like, okay, this is a competitive thing. And now we all could be totally wrong, and Sunderland could pull off an incredible feat this season and do something that
there's
been done
nothing
in a hot
to back
minute,
that up though,
but nothing to back it up because of everything going forward. And I agree with you. I think it is becoming a lot harder once you do get promoted. It's a great thing, but it's so much more difficult to stay up in the Premier mm-hmm. League. And you're seeing it all. I mean, you're going to see it with Man United. Man United almost was this close to being relegated last season.
Well, they were in place. They weren't in actual points, and yeah. that's where I think this gap between like 17 and 18 mm-hmm. is too big.
It's way too big.
It's too much. I mean, Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester United were 16 and 17 last year, mm-hmm. and both should be they should be. I mean, not that long ago we were talking not a big four, we were talking about a big six, big seven. It's back to a big four.
Yeah.
Manchester United I think will be better this year. Tottenham I don't know if they will be. They're not going to get relegated, but they might be in the bottom half of the team.
I mean, losing Seon Heung-min is that's hard for them, especially that's
losing
someone that they
Madison to injury too. Like,
absolutely,
that's really rough.
Like, that's rough. Like, and it's one of those where like the Spurs are going to be looking for who's going to be that next person for them, who's going to be the star. Sonny was that, and Sonny's now with LAFC. Which, listen, I could go on and on. I am so excited about him being in MLS. Yeah. I could go on and on about that, but that's for another conversation later. Yeah.
I love the signing too.
It's I think it's incredible. But the Spurs are looking for an identity as well. Man United, I think they're still trying to get some things going. I do think they'll be a bit better, but
they'll be better.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like that I like what they got when Šeško. I like Mbeumo. Like I like where they're going. I still have questions. I don't think mm-hmm. they're a top four team. I think there's too big of a drop off in terms of the middle of the park.
Can I give you one that might be a hot take? But I'll say this from watching the summer series.
Okay.
I think Bournemouth could be pretty solid this season.
Bournemouth's an interesting one because they sold three defenders for double or triple each of the individual's investment. So mm-hmm. like they've made a good bit of money here in the yeah. last year. Now they got to reload.
Yeah, I think if they reload, but I mean, I'm talking performance-wise, especially against West Ham, I thought they were arguably the better team. Unfortunately, they just were. Couldn't find the goals. And it's one of those things, again, where you got to put the game away and you got to find the goals and to make it count, especially with that performance. And they just couldn't do it. West Ham were able to get the better of them, and they were able to come up with the two goals to come make up for it. But I think Bournemouth, if they're able to get some of those players back and they're able to find that form and find some of those goals, I think Bournemouth could be up there in the middle tier and right up there, because I really like the way that they did play against West Ham.
I think, yeah, I think they're around the 10 spot.
That's my hot take. That's my hot take of what I'm thinking right now.
Not that spicy. I mean, I think around 10th is probably doable. I want to see if West Ham can be better with Graham Potter for a whole year. I think they could be. Aston Villa, Palace, and Nottingham Forest, it'll be in Europe this year alongside playing league. I think they all could struggle a little bit because of the midweek games in European competition. And that's going to open a door for maybe a West Ham, maybe a Bournemouth, maybe a Fulham, somebody to kind of jump into one of those spots. Now,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, I've held it off as long as I can. You, as a Newcastle fan, we have to talk about this because they're the ones that maybe definitely on the negative side of falling. Manchester United is the one that maybe on the positive side of going up from where they finished last year could be the biggest climber. Newcastle's a fascinating one because, look, Alexander Isak wants out. He's made that very clear. What were you saying? Reports now that he's moved out of his home in Newcastle.
I did a quick search of just Alexander Isak, and there was a couple of rumors that he has moved out of his home in Newcastle, which again, not good, especially with the way that he's gone. Like I believe he wants to move to Liverpool. Liverpool gave an offer. The first offer was rejected by Newcastle. Yeah. Now I haven't heard anything if there's another conversation of another offer.
It seems
offer?
Like a dance right now.
That's what I think too.
Liverpool has just sold Darwin Nunez, so they've brought in more money. They've got money to spend if they want to spend.
Yeah.
They offered Newcastle, I think, £120 million. Mm-hmm. They've got more money in the bank now after selling Nunez. They did add Ekitike. That was one player that Newcastle wanted to get to replace Isak.
Yep.
So you're stuck in the spot where Newcastle wants to get a replacement lined up. They have failed to make any major signings this summer, and they've tried and they've put offers out there and they've negotiated and they've tried to get deals done. Newcastle is not historically, in terms of clout, a London club, because there is a difference. Players will want to go to London rather than go to Newcastle. And that stinks, but we see it in MLS as well. That's just any country where some cities are going to be more attractive than others.
Yeah.
But then also in terms of, even though Newcastle is a European club right now, being in Champions League, I don't think they're seen the same way as some of the others. So you've had people turn them down and they have to go get a forward. Yohan Wiese from Brentford is one that they're trying to get. Brentford wants to get that replacement lined up before they would sell Wiese. Then Newcastle wants to get their replacement lined up before they would sell Isak. You've got time in the window. You've got a few more weeks, but the longer this goes on with Isak, the more it hurts Newcastle in the long run, because we're going to sit here and talk about, well, why can't they get these deals done? Why can't they get the replacements in? This is not good. And it hurts the where the club is.
Mm-hmm.
I like Eddie Howe as a manager a lot. I think his version of what he wants this team to be is very good.
I agree.
But he doesn't have the same talent level that he did last year.
No.
And they're going to have a tougher test being in European competition alongside trying to compete with four teams that went out and spent big, big money in Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester City, and Chelsea.
Yeah, you still have a couple of the same players you saw last season. Trippier's one, Scar's another one. I really like Trippier. I think he's arguably, he is so good.
Good player, but
very good player.
Not at the same level as these other guys.
Not, and that's the issue, is you're trying to bring somebody in to match the level of competition right now, and it's unfortunately you're just not, it's not cutting it. And I agree with you as well. The longer you keep Alexander Isak, the longer you hold on to this and you're clinging, the worse it's going to be. It's one of those, Isak wants to go. He wants to leave. He's already packing up his house, according to reports. He wants to go. And the longer you hold on, it's like a toxic relationship. The longer you hold on to it, the worse it's going to get. And that's what's happening. And it's one of those where a deal's got to be done soon, because you get that deal done. And again, if you're looking at the principles of it all, listen, sports management major here for a quick second. If you went on and then tried to sell Alexander Isak to Liverpool and that deal comes through, that opens up more money for you to then go scout other places to get other names for being your top striker.
Yeah, I just don't think you're going to have the time.
I don't think so either, but it's like, I think the waiting game, I understand trying to get something lined up and trying to figure that out, but now you're also in a waiting game with Brentford now if you're trying to get that striker too. It's like, you can't win right now. You've waited so long and you've put off a couple things, and now it's like, okay, what do we do? Hey, like, the season's about to start, like, and we don't have that. And so I don't know what's going to happen on Saturday against Aston Villa. I have no idea. I have no idea.
I don't know who's going to be starting up top. That's the thing.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing. Like, it's like, okay, let's see. But I think I could see a flip. If Newcastle's able to find somebody and get somebody in to be up top and they're able to get things figured out quickly, I think Newcastle could be sitting, I think, around middle of the table. I don't think they will be where they were at the end of the season last year. But I think they'll still be in the middle area of the table. But you got to get something figured out soon. And that's been my biggest issue, is I'm like, you got to get something. I mean, now Kosciuszko is going to United. Like, it's, you got to get something figured out here. Like, you got to get something going.
I'll drop my hot take on the way to break. I think Manchester United will finish higher than Newcastle this season.
Don't say that.
They went out and they spent, and they got guys in. I think they'll be better.
And I know you're
Newcastle,
right.
I don't know if they have a top striker in before the window closes. I think you might be looking at, in January, to go get, really spend the money that you're going to get for Isak eventually.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Season starts on Friday. We'll be talking about it and all what these teams do in Champions League and Europa League and Conference League throughout the season on AST. But coming up next, it's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make us smile about the game that we love so much. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.